Good morning, Bark Sports. I hope everybody is enjoying their summer. I personally love going out, trying to breathe in air, and then just get a steam from the New York concrete. And of course, there's nothing like a fresh pile of garbage that's been sitting in the sun for hours. And you know who loves that more? My dogs. Try pulling them out of that. But I digress. Anyways, so today's episode will focus on dominance. And I'm not talking about how The Undertaker dominated Cena in the last WWE match. I'm talking about the dominance theory that so often gets referenced in dog training. The concept of being the alpha dog. But before I begin to give my opinion on this theory, let's do a little quick history lesson. So a study was done in the 30s and 40s by some super smart guy, I guess, based on captive zoo wolves. The study concluded that wolves will continue to fight aggressively to gain dominance, and this theory was then extrapolated to wild wolves, and thereafter to dogs, as they're believed to be descendants of these wolves. Now, this theory was later questioned if this truly is normal wolf behavior, or was it because of the situation of holding these wolves captive that made them exhibit this anger? Now let's fast forward a little more, and another smart guy, even smarter I suppose, came around and studied wolves and concluded the exact opposite. The wolves were studied in their natural environment, and they're not dominated by an alpha. They live in packs and support each other so that the pack survives, meaning that if someone has to be or wants to be aggressive to gain dominance, it would disturb the rhythm of the pack. An additional layer of the study was the application to dog behavior. It was concluded that although they share some traits, there are some significant differences between dogs and wolves. Now, trainers nowadays will confirm that this dominance theory is irrelevant, and there are much, much better tactics to train your dog rather than instilling fear that you're the alpha and then they have to listen. Using fear to train them may actually result in aggressive behavior by the dog, and when training a dog, you shouldn't be really thinking about their motivation or their emotional state, just the behavior you're trying to modify and then how you want to modify it. It's important to form this trust bond between the owner and the dog, or the dog walker and the dog. It should be filled with kindness, and there's plenty of training programs to train out a behavior, like showing the dog that they'll be rewarded for good behavior and not rewarded for bad behavior. Having a structured program for the dog helps them understand what you want them to do, as opposed to try to get alpha with them at the situations of your own choosing. Now, thinking back to some of my earlier episodes on communication, dogs don't speak English, so we need to find ways to communicate with them in order for us to understand each other. A very common misunderstanding is that a dog is trying to be alpha in certain situations. And in preparing for this episode, I came across an interesting article that discussed some of these myths, which may be connected back by some people to the dominance theory. There were a few I thought which you guys might have seen during your walks and you'll probably find interesting. Myth number one, a dog will pull on the leash to show that they're in charge and get in front of you. A dog pulls for many different reasons, if you listen to episode 9. They could be super excited to be outside, they could see something exciting and want to chase it, like a squirrel, that's the usual suspect, or they perhaps could be getting pulling reinforced because whoever is walking them will follow behind as they pull. The dog certainly isn't trying to take you down because they're trying to be alpha in this case. Myth number two, a dog will try and get through the doorway ahead of you. Now imagine you're the dog and you've been outside, which is so exciting, but now you're tired and you're ready for some water, treats, and to relax. Wouldn't you be excited to go through the door? Or maybe a familiar smell is coming from the apartment, like the owner's scent. Isn't that kind of exciting? I can almost 100% assure you that the dog isn't thinking, this is my chance to dominate this human if I can just get through that door first. Myth number three, a dog will urinate to mark their territory. Now just imagine the dog is plodding all day for the perfect rug to mark in order to show they're the alpha of this house. It sounds a little silly, right? The reality is, if a dog is taken outside inconsistently, they may not be 100% trained. There could also be a medical issue, or they could just be a puppy that can't hold their bladder yet. They certainly aren't plodding to be the alpha of the day. So what does this mean for the dogs you're walking? I hope that it actually further reinforces how strong the bond between humans and dog is, and how we're one team and a wolf pack that needs to work together and not use fear, anger, or any type of aggression to train out a behavior just to show that we're alpha. Just like in the three myths that I mentioned, it's a misunderstanding that a dog is trying to dominate when they're doing each of these actions. It's just human's way of not being able to communicate and trying to understand what our dog is trying to tell us. So I hope this helps, and until next time, happy walking.